Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. At least 51 people have been killed and 223 injured in Israeli strikes on Lebanon on Wednesday, the Lebanese caretaker health minister said at a news conference. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Wednesday said the risk of a full-blown war between Israel and the Iran-aligned armed group Hezbollah was, quote-unquote, acute.
With regard to Lebanon, we've been working tirelessly with partners to avoid a full-blown war and to move to a diplomatic process that would allow Israelis and Lebanese alike to go back to their homes.
Meanwhile, on Wednesday, Israel returned the bodies of 88 Palestinians killed in its military offensive in the Gaza Strip. The bodies were brought in a container loaded on a truck through an Israeli-controlled crossing. But according to Palestinian officials, there was no information provided about them. The territory's health ministry refuses to bury them before Israel discloses details about who they are and where it killed them. During the 79th United Nations General Assembly in New York, on Wednesday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned the Russian leader Vladimir Putin is planning to attack nuclear power plants in his country after already decimating their power grid.
Russia has destroyed all our thermal power plants and a large part of our hydroelectric capacity. This is how Putin is preparing for winter, hoping to torment millions of Ukrainians, ordinary families, women, children, ordinary towns, ordinary villages.
Zelensky made the plea as a Russian-guided bomb strike on the eastern Ukrainian city of Kramatorsk on Wednesday killed at least two people and injured 19, according to local officials. Putin responded, saying, "We reserve the right to use nuclear weapons in case of aggression." This is VOA News. Helene has strengthened into a hurricane, and forecasters warn that the storm will intensify as it crosses the Gulf of Mexico on a path to Florida and will bring with it life-threatening storm surge. That's what Florida resident Jeanette Simpson is worried about.
I'm worried about the storm surge, the water that could be 4 to 8 feet in my house and I lose everything.
Numerous evacuations are being ordered along Florida's Gulf Coast. The storm is forecast to become a Category 3 storm before it makes landfall on Florida's Big Bend region south of Tallahassee on Thursday. In an interview with Reuters, Washington Governor Jay Inslee said his state's stockpiling of abortion drugs will serve as insurance against future lawsuits seeking to ban the procedure nationwide. Alex Cohen reports.
We need a state that will protect American women.
Washington Governor Jay Inslee's administration purchased 30,000 doses of the abortion medication mifepristone last year as a federal lawsuit sought to restrict access to abortion medication nationwide. The U.S. Supreme Court rejected that case in June, keeping mifepristone on the market.
The Supreme Court decision was not definitive in protecting mifepristone regarding the FDA authorization.
Inslee said the state will maintain its stockpile, which is enough to supply the state's abortion patients for an estimated 3 years.
Alex Cohen for Reuters. Same-sex couples in Thailand can now get married. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Thailand's landmark marriage equality bill was officially written into law on Tuesday. After it was endorsed by the king, LGBTQ plus couples will be able to register marriages from January, making Thailand the third place in Asia after Taiwan and Nepal to allow same-sex marriage. Thailand has a reputation for acceptance and inclusivity, but has struggled for decades to pass a marriage equality bill. Thai society has broadly conservative views, and members of the LGBTQ plus community say they face discrimination in everyday life. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Mexico's Senate approved a constitutional reform on Wednesday that will give the armed forces control of the civilian-led National Guard. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Wednesday's move is the second constitutional change in 2 weeks, giving outgoing President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador another victory days before his exit. Senator Luis Donaldo Colosio of the opposition Citizen Movement Party said giving the military control of the National Guard rather than making it a real civilian police force normalized the idea that Mexico has to be under military control to achieve peace. It is not the peace of justice, he said, adding that it condemned Mexicans to choose between armed conflict or impose silence. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.